The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our special Muharram Path to Success transmission. No doubt the great sacrifices of 72 has left lessons for billions. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his blessed companion Ali Ridwan and family members. Allahu Akbar. Unki shahadat Karbala ke tapte hue maidan mein, desert of Karbala, very aap keh sakte hain ki important incident in the history of Islam. اور اس کو آج تک اتنے سال گزرنے کے بعد بھی یاد رکھا جاتا ہے, منایا جاتا ہے, لوگ اس سے لیسن لیتے ہیں. And the main lesson is about the sacrifice. And today our topic is the sacrifices of Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. Inshallah عز و جل our مبلغین will explain more inshallah about the sacrifices of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But throughout his life, from the childhood, he sacrifices a lot of things. Our wazifa will be in the end, inshallah, protection from termites. And today's sunnah is about the blessed day of Jummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man salla alayya yawm al-jumu'ati kanat shafa'atullahu indi yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever sent peace and blessings upon me on Friday, I will intercede on his behalf on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll start with a beautiful kalam. Asif Madani will recite a kalam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله مرادیں مل رہی ہیں شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے مرادیں مل رہی ہیں شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے مرادیں مل رہی ہیں شاد شاد ان کا سوالی التجا ہے ہاتھ ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے تیری صورت تیری سیرت زمانے سے نرالی ہے تیری صورت تیری سیرت زمانے سے نرالی ہے تیری ہر ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے تیری ہر ادا پیارے دلیل بے مثالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے وہ ہے اللہ والے جو تجھے والی کہے اپنا وہ ہے اللہ والے جو تجھے والی کہے اپنا کہ تو اللہ والا ہے تیرا اللہ والی ہے کہ تو اللہ والا ہے تیرا اللہ والی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے فقیروں بے نوا اپنی جھولیاں بھر لو فقیروں بے نوا اپنی جھولیاں بھر لو کہ باڑا بٹ رہا ہے فیض پر سرکار عالی ہے کہ باڑا بٹ رہا ہے فیض پہ سرکار عالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے فقط اتنا سبب ہے ان عقاد بزم محشر کا فقط اتنا سبب ہے ان عقاد بزم محشر کا کہ ان کی شان محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے کہ ان کی شان محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے حسن کا درد و دکھ موقوف فرما کر بحالی دو حسن کا درد و دکھ موقوف فرما کر بحالی دو تمہارے ہاتھ میں دنیا کی موقوفی بحالی ہے تمہارے ہاتھ میں دنیا کی موقوفی بحالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے مرادیں مل رہی ہے شاد شاد ان کا سوالی ہے لبوں پہ التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے.
سبحان اللہ. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Another very important topic is about the sacrifices of Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Inshallah, so today briefly because we don't have enough time and you need days and days especially to mention the sacrifices and the blessed life of Imam Hussain رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Inshallah, so we'll start with our beautiful Muballigh Dawat Islami Iftikhar Bhai. MashaAllah, Iftikhar Bhai, a very important day, the history of Islam. But definitely whenever this Muharram comes, especially 10th of Muharram, remind us the great sacrifices done for Islam especially. And nowadays if we look, we don't see many places, we don't see the people, they're willing to do any sacrifices for Islam. They maybe do sacrifice for their family, for their work, or but not for Islam. Islam is just on the last priority for them. But these pious people, these blessed people, they always put the Islam in the front. They always have a priority about the Islamic matters. It's about the, you can say, that the ummat ki jo khair khwai hoti thi, this is always in ke jo hai wo aage hoti thi. So inshallah, aap start karein.
Ji Shah Sahib, like you've mentioned, to say the word sacrifice is easy. But to learn and to understand the sacrifices, then you have to learn it from Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Regarding his sacrifices for the deen, if you want to learn about commitment, about love for the deen, then you have to learn it from Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. If you want to learn about fulfilling responsibilities and having love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have to learn it from Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. Today, we wouldn't have this beautiful religion of Islam in front of us if it wasn't for the sacrifices of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. Today, we haven't even got time to learn about the sacrifice of Imam Hussain. That's how far away we have become from the deen of Islam. It's easy to make decisions when you are sitting in under ACs and in comfort, but when you have an army of thousands in front of you that are thirsty for your blood, that want to destroy you, that want to finish you, they give you temptations of the world, they give you everything to come and join them on the other side. Everything's in front of you. But still to sacrifice and to commit and to have that passion at that time is something extraordinary. It's totally unique. When an army of Yazidis who are committing horrific atrocities in front of you, we see somebody injured today, our son, as if he has a plaster or a cut on his hand, we can't bear to see it. We can't bear to see a graphic image. But yet to pick up the pieces and to pick up limbs of your loved ones, that's sacrifice for the deen. If you see that he's seeing in front of his eyes his martyred brother, his nephew, even his son in front of his eyes, arrow through the throat of infant Ali Askar radiallahu ta'ala an, and the Imam radiallahu ta'ala still patient.
Allah.
He's still committed to his mission, not giving up. We face the slightest difficulty and we know what happens. Sacrifice after sacrifice,
Allah.
Hardship after hardship, difficulty after difficulty. But Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, he didn't take a single step back.
Subhanallah.
He didn't give up. He didn't say to his family in the khaymah, in the tent, let's go and stop now, let's stop this. No, his dedication was there. And salam to the family. They're saying, continue, we're supporting you. They know that what this mission is. They know that this is to save Islam. If that on that day, The Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and if he gave in, if he didn't sacrifice, today would we see these masajid? Today would we see these minars? Would we have Islam in front of us? Would we have this beautiful religion that shows you the rights, that teaches you the rights of your loved ones, of the mother, of the family members, for the rest of the time, to the day of judgment? We are indebted to the sacrifice of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And the lessons of Karbala, these are lessons for us. It's not just 9th, 10th Muharram comes, 2 days come, and then let's not do weddings in these days, people think. Let's not do these things. And then it's back to basics again. It's not these sacrifices mentioned that excuses are made when it comes to our turn, but sacrifices made by Imam Hussain. Today, our reality, or we are making excuses. We're not making sacrifices. If we say, brother, come and do something, let's do something for the religion, we have excuses. We have work. But Imam Hussain, no. He was making sacrifices. Brother, let's go to the masjid. We have excuses. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was willing to sacrifice his family. He was willing to sacrifice himself. And he's giving you life. Giving your life is the most difficult thing. We protect our life with everything. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and even in that difficult time, he was not bowing down. The army in front of you of thousands. Of thousands in front of you. And yet you are not stepping back. Today, what are our difficulties? Do we face these difficulties? It's mentioned that may we be sacrificed upon the noble souls who stood for the truth,
Allah,
by giving their lives, sacrificing their home. They left their homes. You know, just leaving your home,
Allah,
is a massive sacrifice.
True.
You know, when we go to abroad and we go back home to our country of Pakistan, look how it's difficult to leave your family. They're hugging with you. We want to go to the airport. We want to be with you. You know, have a safe journey. And if there's a little child, a small child, your thought keeps going back to them.
Allah.
You know, this is my son, my daughter. What's going to happen to him? You phone your brother. You phone your uncle. You phone everybody. Look after them when I'm gone away.
Allah.
Then you still at that time are leaving your home. And still you know you're not going to return. And you're leaving in that difficulty. These are sacrifices of religion.
Yes,
these are the sacrifices given by Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, not to surrender. You know, when the temptations of the world are thrown to you, when money is thrown to you, fame is passed on to you, power is going to be offered to you, authority is going to be offered to you, but still to say no and stand for the truth, even though there was thousands in front. But this small number showed is not about numbers. It's not about numbers. It's about standing for the right. It's about standing for the haq. So even if your whole community is doing wrong, but you know you are doing right, you stand firm. But today we melt like butter. We melt like butter. Everybody's doing it. So we continue on that path. One must never be hesitant in leaving or serving Islam. Islam is what we are serving. The deen is what we are serving. What did Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala sacrifice? That his life, so Islam reaches us. Islam gets to us. What are we going to do to let Islam reach the coming generations, not just our children? Beyond our children, what are we leaving for them? Are they going to think back and say that these individuals, they sacrificed their time, their wealth, to leave us something? When they grow up and they think that these people 100 years ago, think of us. What did they leave? What did we leave for them?
Allah.
What are our sacrifices today? Our sacrifices are not nowhere near, or can they be near, like Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. But what we can do is take that jazbah, take that motivation, and think to ourselves that we are missing our salah. We are missing those things in our deen that Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala stood up for.
SubhanAllah.
He sacrificed everything for. And today they're not part of our life. How can salah not be in your life? How can reading the Quran when Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala has blessed head was on the spear? The great Imam is reciting the Quran.
SubhanAllah.
His head is separated. And today the ummati, his head is attached, the ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attached to his body. But yeah, are we reciting the Quran?
Allah.
Do we have love for the Quran? These are great lessons of Karbala. Karbala is teaching us, is waking us up, is refreshing us, is shaking us. That what are you doing? What are you doing? Your sacrifices are for the wrong thing. You're sacrificing your sleep to get to the office early. You're sacrificing your youth to make money, to get houses. You're sacrificing for the wrong thing. What Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed for. And if you want to be true lovers of the great Imam, which we want to be, and we want to be with him, why? Because he's the leader of all of the youth of Jannah. And we want to go to Jannah. But tomorrow, how are we going to show our face if we haven't sacrificed even our sleep? If we haven't sacrificed our youth? If we could have sacrificed even leaving our home to save Islam today, then what face are we going to show on the day of judgment?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. Beautifully explained by Iftikhar bhai. Our sacrifice is only for worldly things nowadays. We don't care about religious point of view. Yes, our worry is about our business, our job, our family, our status. These are our fikr, these are our parishaniya, these are our sacrifices, that's it. Whatever, these people, these blessed people, they worried about ummah, they worried about Islam. Their sacrifices for Islam, purely for Islam, not for any worldly benefit. Even nowadays, if we're going somewhere, we always look what's the benefit for us. These people, everything, these blessed people, sacrifices everything, even the six-month-old infant, Ali Asghar, his blessed child, the Shadada of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Asghar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, jo the, inhone kis liye zindagiyan kurban hui inki? Is deen ke liye. Ab main aur aap ki zindagi ka kya hua? Mera aur aap ki sacrifices kya hai? Sochne ki baat to hai na. Think about. Jo 5 minute ke liye ummati namaz ke liye time na nikal sake, uski zindagi mein sacrifices kya hai? अब रियलिटी के ऊपर बात करें. खाली बोलने से कुछ नहीं होगा, स्टेटस पे लगाने से कुछ नहीं होगा. नॉट, वो कहते हैं ना कि नॉट एवरी ग्लिटर इज गोल्ड, नॉट एवरी शाइनिंग थिंग इज गोल्ड, ये याद रखें. तो हर कोई नारे लगाने वाला भी जो है ना, वो इमाम हुसैन से ट्रू लव करने वाला नहीं होता है. प्रैक्टिकली देखना है कि आज के दौर में कहाँ पे हम खड़े हैं. अल्लाह हम सबको दीन के लिए कुर्बानी देने की तौफीक अता फरमाए. जी शाहिद भाई, क्या फरमाते हैं?
Beautiful about the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. If we just look at the reality on that, they stood with the truth and prevented falsehood. If we look at the background history about things, Shazab, since the dawn of mankind, truth and falsehood have always engaged in ongoing battle. When Allah Almighty created Sayyidina Adam al-Islam, Iblis, his arrogance drove him to rebel against the divine command of Allah Almighty, and he became cursed and rejected, destined for hell. And since that moment, Sayyidina Adam Islam, he set foot onto the earth, thousands of confrontations between truth and falsehood have transpired, sometimes manifesting battles of ideologies, and other times as physical encounters between the force of good and evil as well. Now, Imam Hussain, the warrior of Islam, the shuhada, the leader of the martyrs, the coolness of the eyes of the Prophet وسلم, Imam Hussain, he was matchless. He was unique. And look at his sacrifices for the religion of Islam. Leaving the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah, the city of his grandfather, the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then taking his entire family to Karbala, giving his own life, as well as the lives of his family members as well. So if we just look on the background of what led him to go on this aspect, in the year of 60 AH, the companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quranic scribe Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, when they passed away, subsequently Yazid, he took office. And when he took office, he wanted everyone to take allegiance to him. The dust of the blessed city of the beloved Prophet was shining like the sun. Everyone was busy in the worldly stuff, but one great and honorable person, separate from everyone else, was involved in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. And he is the coolness of the eyes of the beloved Prophet. He is the comfort of the heart of Sayyidina Fatima Zahra. He is Imam Hussain. While Imam Hussain was involved in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, somebody came and knocked on the door. The governor of Medina sent his messenger with a letter for Imam Hussain that Yazid wants Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr, and Imam Hussain to take faith, meant to take allegiance in the hands of Yazid. Imam Hussain replies by saying that Yazid is a fasik, he's a fajir, he's an alcoholic, he's a gambler, while we are the members of the household of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our house is a place where the verses of the Holy Quran would descend and they were revealed. Our house is a place where the angels of Allah Almighty would come. Imam Hussain said, one like me does not put his hand in the hands of people like Yazid. On the other hand, Shah Sahib, Yazid was aware that as long as Imam Hussain was alive, he would not gain the opportunity to accomplish his absence desires. It is for that reason that he forcefully imposed war and martyred Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his allies in the plains of Karbala. Now, Shahzad, the plains of Karbala incidences witnessed a monumental conflict between truth and falsehood that has become echoed in the annals of history and minds of people. The soul represented truth and justice. On that occasion, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is still remembered as a beacon of truth. At the same time, his advisor Yazid has become a synonym for falsehood. The massacre of Karbala resulted from the worldly ambitions of Yazid and the tragedy of the Kufan people who had sent many letters and invitations to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The incident saw the merciless massacre for many members of the Prophet's family and their supporters at the hands of Yazid's force. Remember, Shahzad, that Imam Hussein is that individual regarding whom the Prophet said, the Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of youth in paradise.
SubhanAllah.
Shahzad, after Yazid became the ruler, Imam Hussein, he had two options. He could have stayed within his house and done nothing about it, saying that this is his father and brother sacrificed their lives for the Ummah. We sacrificed enough already. And the second option that Imam Hussein had, that was he takes the responsibility because he is a grandson of the Prophet, because he is a master of the youngsters of Jannah, because he is the beloved of Rasulullah, because he is the one that the eyes looked up to. The people of Medina, they used to say that whenever we used to miss the beloved Prophet, we used to look at Imam Hussein. So Imam Hussein, he had to take a stand against Yazid. There are many reasons for that, Shahzad. Imam Hussein had religious, economical, and social responsibilities. Those who were ruling at the time were acting against the Sharia of Islam. There was a lot of injustice taking place. The rulers were doing whatever they wanted and however they wanted. Whoever would talk against the government of Yazid would be slaughtered and killed. The rulers took all the money for themselves and lived in palaces, while the poor Muslims didn't have shelter, food, or clothing. But brothers, and atmospheres at that time was so bad that the rulers, other than ordered people to curse Sayyidina Ali, and those who refused, they were killed. Imam Hussein also had the opportunity to protect the Khilafat. Khilafat, Shahzad, is a very high position. It is meant to be for pure and honorable and eligible people, not for people like Yazid, who are alcoholic and gamblers.
Allah.
Now, refusing to take the allegiance, Imam Hussein, he took his stand against these evil rulers, against the injustice which is being taken place against the Muslims. He had to bring back the dignity of Muslims. Imam Hussein had to show them that the truth is still alive and can never be destroyed, and truth will always win. Imam Hussein, he refused to pledge allegiance to Yazid and was undoubtedly a significant sacrifice for the religion of Islam. This is because Imam Hussein's pledge of allegiance to Yazid would have brought betray to the Islamic way of life. Moreover, such mischief would have emerged in Islam, the removal of such would have been impossible. So instead of pledging allegiance to the impious individual, Imam Hussein, he gave preference to endure cruelty and ill-treatment for the continuation and flag of Islam.
Allahu.
They continued on that. In order to do this, they went to Karbala and the incident that took in Karbala. Inshallah, we'll discuss in further detail in that aspect after other Madhya points from the brothers.
MashaAllah. Asif bhai with us as well. Asif bhai, what do you like to say?
Bilkul Shahji, Muharramul Haram da ba barkat te hurmat wala mahina te aj da topic Imam Hussein رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ دی قربانی عظیم داستان لازوال داستان صبر دا مظاہرہ کیتا گیا تے امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ تے اہل بیت عظام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ انہاں دیاں قربانیاں نو ڈاؤٹ شاہ جی لیکن اج اسی انہاں قربانیاں تو کی درس لینے ہاں کی سکھدے ہاں کیا صرف ایک سٹوری دے طور تے بس ایک واقعہ ایک انسیڈنٹ ہو گیا ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਯਾਦਗਾਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਨਾ ਲਈ ਕਿਆ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸੀ? ਨਹੀਂ, ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੁਫਕਾ ਦੀਆਂ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਯਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਜਿਸ ਮਕਸਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਜਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਓ। ਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਿਲਾਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ, ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੋ ਕਿਆਮਤ ਤੱਕ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋਗੇ ਕਿ ਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਅਤੇ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੀਨ ਸਾਹਬ ਅਕਰਾਮ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁਮ ਅੰਬੀਆ ਕਰਾਮ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਰਹੇ। ਅਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪਾਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਹਸਿਬ ਅੰਨਾਸ ਅਨ ਯੁਤਰਕੂ ਅਨ ਯਕੂਲੂ ਆਮੰਨਾ ਵਹੁਮ ਲਾ ਯੁਫਤਨੂਨ, ਪਾਰਾ ਨੰਬਰ 20 ਸੂਰਤੁਲ ਅਨਕਬੂਤ। ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਆ ਲੋਗੋ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਸਮਝ ਰੱਖਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਇਤਨੀ ਬਾਤ ਪੇ ਛੋੜ ਦਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਤੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਮ ਇਮਾਨ ਲਾਏ ਔਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਅਜ਼ਮਾਇਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਟੈਸਟ ਹੋਗਾ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ, ਅਜ਼ਮਾਇਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਤੇ ਜਿਸ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਇਮਾਨ ਜਿਸ ਕਦਰ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਨਾ,
ਉਤਨਾ ਟੈਸਟ
ਵੀ ਉਨਾ ਹੀ ਸਖਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਅਕਰਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਮੁਬਾਰਕਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਸਾਹਬਾ ਕਰਾਮ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁਮ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਅਜ਼ੀਮ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੁਫਾਕਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਜਿਸ ਕਦਰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਇਮਾਨ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਹੋਗਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਮਸਾਇਬ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਉਨੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ। ਫਿਰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਸਾਬਿਤ ਕਦਮ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਇਨਨਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅਸ਼ਤਰਾ ਮਿਨਲ ਮੁਮਿਨੀਨਾ ਅਨਫੁਸਹੁਮ ਵ ਅਮਵਾਲਹੁਮ ਬਿਅੰਨਾ ਲਹੁਮੁਲ ਜੰਨਾ, ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨਾਂ ਕੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਾਲ ਤੇ ਜਾਨ ਖਰੀਦ ਲਏ। ਕਿਉਂ? ਬਿਅੰਨਾ ਲਹੁਮੁਲ ਜੰਨਾ, ਕਿ ਜੰਨਤ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ। ਜੰਨਤ ਕੋਈ ਸੌਖੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਲੋਕ ਆਸਾਨ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹੋ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੋਣਾ। ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੋਣਾ ਆਸਾਨ ਹੈ, ਦੀਨ ਦੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਤੇ ਚੱਲੋਗੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ, ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰੋਗੇ, ਜਿੰਨਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਕੀਤੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਤਾਂ ਦੇਣੀਆਂ ਪੈਣਗੀਆਂ। ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕੁਛ ਪਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੁਛ ਖੋਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ
ਜੀ,
ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦੋਗੇ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵਤਾਲਾ ਦੇ ਅਹਕਾਮਾਤ ਆ ਕਰੀਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ, ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਨੇ ਜਿਸ ਮਕਸਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਉਸ ਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰੋਗੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਾ ਵਜਲ, ਦੋਨਾਂ ਜਹਾਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਾ ਵਜਲ। ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੁੰਬਾ ਖਾਨਦਾਨ ਆਪਣੀ ਜਾਨ ਕਿਸੇ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਪਰਵਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ, ਦੀਨ ਇਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸਰਬਲੰਦੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨਹੁ ਵਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਰਜ਼ਾ ਲਈ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਜ ਦਾ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਅਸੀਂ ਦਾਅਵੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਲੇਮ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੁਫਕਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਆ, ਅਹਿਲੇ ਬੈਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਿਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਫਰਮੂਦਾਤ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅਹਕਾਮਾਤ ਜੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਇਸ ਮਕਸਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਦੇ? ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਰਬਲਾ ਦੇ ਮੈਦਾਨ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਨਮਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਹਾਂ? ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪਾਕ ਦੀ ਤਿਲਾਵਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪਾਕ ਦੀ ਤਿਲਾਵਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ? ਦਾਵਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੁਸੈਨੀ ਆ, ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਦੇ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ,
ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। To become a lover of the Imam Hussain and then throughout your life or throughout the year you are someone else, you're following someone else's footsteps. So in our problem, the biggest problem is that today my work is my life, my family is my life, it just my house is my life, my car is my life, my job is my life. But this is not the right way. When it comes down to the Islam, when it comes down to namaz, sorry to say, our children, they don't know about who is Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala.
I see.
Why he sacrifices their life? Ask your children. Do they know about the blessed companion Ali Muridwan? What they know about the Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, about the blessed life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala? How they sacrifice their life for Islam? What about Khalid bin Walid? The sword of Allah, what about Hazrat Ali, the line of Allah? Our children, they know, because we never said every sacrifice, even our time, we're not willing to give sacrifice our time for Islam. This sacrifice of your time, just give to your own children, just for the religion of Islam, nothing else. 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, you don't have time to sacrifice for your own children to take them to Jannah. ਕਿ ਉਨਕੋ ਸਹੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਦੇ, ਉਨਕੋ ਸਹੀ ਨਮਾਜ਼ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਦੇ, ਉਨਕੋ ਕੋਈ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸਿਖਾ ਦੇ। ਸੋਰੀ ਟੂ ਸੇ, ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਨੋ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ। ਔਰ ਆਪ ਹਮੇ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਪਤਾ ਇਸਕੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੇਂ ਵੀ ਗੌਰ ਕਰ ਲੇ, ਇਮਾਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ ਰਜ਼ੀ ਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਨਹੁ ਕੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੇਂ ਹਮੇ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ, ਵੇਅਰ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੋਰਨ, ਵਿਚ ਈਅਰ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੋਰਨ, ਕਿਆ ਪਤਾ ਹਮਾਰੇ, ਵਿਚ ਸਨ ਹੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਇਨ ਕਰਬਲਾ, ਕੌਣ ਸੇ ਉਨਕੇ ਸ਼ਹਜ਼ਾਦੇ ਰਹਿ ਗਏ ਥੇ, ਕਿਆ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਥੀ, ਹਮੇ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ, ਦੁਨੀਆ ਭਰ ਕੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਸਰਚ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਤੇ, ਇਨਕੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਨਾ, ਜਿਨਕੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੇ ਸੇ ਬਰਕਤ ਮਿਲਤੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨਕੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਮੇਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਕਾ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ, ਹੁਸੈਨ ਮਿੰਨੀ ਵਾ ਨਾ ਮਿਨ ਹੁਸੈਨ, ਹੁਸੈਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਹੁਸੈਨ।
ਕਿਆ ਬਾਤ,
ये जन्नत के नौजवानों के सरदार इनके बारे में नहीं पढ़ रहे, इनकी सेक्रीफाइस ऐसे थोड़ी मिल जाता है, टाइटल ऐसे नहीं होता है। यकीन करें बड़ी सेक्रीफाइसेस होते हैं इसके पीछे, मदीना छोड़ना ही बहुत बड़ा। यानी आप गौर करें, ऐसा था ना, माँ को बच्चे से जुदा किया जा रहा हो, जो जाता है तो मदीना छोड़ना ही बहुत बड़ा सेक्रीफाइस है किसी के लिए। और जो पैदा जहां पर हुआ हो वहीं पे पला बड़ा हो, जहां पे प्यारे नाना का रोजा मुबारक हो, जहां पर बचपन गुजरा हो, जवानी गुजरी हो, जहां पे वालदा आराम कर रही हो, जहां पे उनके दोस्त और जितने रिश्तेदार उनके जो है जन्नतुल बकी में आराम कर रहे हैं, उस शहर को छोड़ना ये खुद बहुत बड़ा सेक्रीफाइस है। और बाकी सेक्रीफाइसेस अलग है, ये खुद कितना बड़ा सेक्रीफाइस। इस्लाम जिंदा होता है हर कर्बला के बाद। तो खैर भाई, अल्लाह हू अकबर।
साहब यू माशाल्लाह ब्यूटीफुली सेड दैट, यू नो आवर वेयर वी ग्रो अप हियर, इट डजंट हैव दैट रिलीजियस वैल्यू, बट स्टिल लुक हाउ मच वी लव आवर स्ट्रीट्स, वी लव आवर एरियाज वेयर वी ग्रो अप, मेमोरीज, एवरीथिंग लाइक दैट। एस्पेशली इमाम हुसैन रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु, ही ग्रो अप इन मदीनातुल मुनव्वरा, he saw the beautiful roza, he saw the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the sahaba in front of him, he grew up learning the beautiful religion, seeing the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then out of the things to sacrifice, the most difficult is your land, to leave your homeland, and then your children, your wealth, and then yourself, that's the biggest thing, that's
and your relatives,
your relatives,
your family members
to,
as well,
to just to leave and to do that is that sacrifice that we cannot comprehend or grasp today. And you're right, that the heroes that we should have in our life, we haven't got that passion to sacrifice our time to learn about Imam Hussein's sacrifices. That's our state at the moment. Many youngsters and many people we know, and you go down a register in a school in a Muslim area, so many people name Hussein. Allah. So many youngsters name Hussein. You ask them about Imam Allah. Hussein, tell me 10 stats, or tell me 10 facts, or tell me anything like you asked. And unfortunately, they don't know. They don't know. And the other thing that they don't know is that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and we should all learn, including ourselves, that are we Husseini or are we Yazidi? We're all going to say Husseini. But look at what Yazid was doing in his camp. There was singing and dancing going on. In our houses, on our phones, in our cars, is there not music playing?
Astaghfirullah.
If we look that he was drinking alcohol, he was drinking alcohol. Is today the Muslim not selling alcohol? Is he not making alcohol? And a Muballigh mentioned today in the Bayan that it's sad to bring tears to your eyes that their name is Hussein and they've named alcohol shops and they put the name. Are you not ashamed of yourself? We are saying that we love Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, but ain't you ashamed when your name comes in the newspaper that you do drugs and your name is Hussein?
Allah.
Are you not ashamed that your name is Hussein, and how are you preserving and respecting and bringing honor to it? Are you bringing honor to it by doing these things that people say his name is Hussein and he's doing this? His name is Hussein and he's doing fraud?
Allah.
Are you truly loving Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an? People today, if spending their money, sacrificing their money on dog fighting, on doing other things, you're totally wrong.
Allah.
All of these things that he was doing, they're creeping into our lives, they're creeping into our ways. And like you mentioned, that is the sacrifice is not for one or two days. It's not like these days, they pass and then we're back to normal again. It's back that when the test comes, remember Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, when the test came, he stood firm. When the test came, he didn't move back. When the test came, he was willing to sacrifice. When our test comes in the wedding, what is it? We come out with excuses. Out with everything can it go. Where's our sacrifice then? Then we sacrifice the wrong things. Our morals, our ethics, our acted upon the sunnah, our modesty, our values. We sacrifice the wrong thing. We're sacrificing at that time the things that we're not supposed to sacrifice. But you're going to say that everybody's doing it. What am I family going to think? That's the time where you were supposed to stand firm. That's the time you were supposed to show that I'm going to stand with the truth. It doesn't matter what. At work, you have a beard, you're offering your salah, people saying, what is he doing? He's strange. That's the time you stand firm. At the train station, it's time for salah. You're offering your salah. It doesn't matter what people think. You don't care because you're doing the right thing. Yeah. In the aeroplane, how many passengers? I don't know. How many can sit in the aeroplane? But how many stay in wuzu, they sacrifice their sleep? I'm not going to go. And everybody else, you see them, they had their dinner, they've had their food, blanket on top of their head.
Namaz gone, Isha gone, Maghrib gone, they look at the plane, Fajr has gone. Allah. They couldn't sacrifice their sleep. And yet you see one diwana on the airplane, two on the airplane, they're sitting there in wuzu. Why are you awake? I'm waiting for my salah.
Allah.
I'm waiting for my salah. They're waiting to, they got everything planned. If in the airplane this happened, I'm going to do my wuzu. So the other person, he can't sacrifice his sleep. Already qaza. So when the time gets difficult, how strong are we then? When it's time of difficulty, when something happens, a calamity comes, a youngster comes, somebody passes away in our family. You know, people have to grab and hold of us and say, brother, don't worry, have patience. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and look at his difficulties he faced. When we come across any difficulty and you are stressed and you're worried, go back to Karbala. Think back to Karbala. Compare your difficulty to Karbala and your difficulty will look nothing. It will look small, it will look minute, it will look irrelevant. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and sacrifices, we've remembered them. Remember that Yazid was an oppressor. He was a zalim. He was somebody that was doing those things. And today we're thinking, yes, I'm not to that extent though. I don't do these things, I do this. But it's mentioned, Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmah, Imam Raza Khan alayhi rahmah has mentioned, oppression is every injury, difficulty, afflicted upon a person's religion, honor, life, body, wealth or heart. And then some examples are given. It's mentioned looking at someone with a frown. This is oppression. We're saying, you know, we're not following the ways of Yazid. But this is oppression as well. Taking somebody's slippers without their permission.
Allah.
You are giving difficulty to them. Swearing at somebody, taunting somebody, mocking somebody, taking somebody's belongings. Are Muslims not doing this today?
Allah.
Have we got trust and faith in our fellow Muslim brothers today? Accepting bribes. All of this is doing oppression. Losing money by gambling and the list goes on. And we're saying we love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, but our acts and our characteristics are those that could be in the list of oppressors. So check ourselves. Yes, these are the days of Muharram. The last month of the Islamic year has taught us huge sacrifices of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the month of Muharram should teach us about sacrifices. You know, in the new year, people make new year's resolutions. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Sacrifice.
Allah.
Plan your time. You go and give your time for deen. Not just for your children. It's easy to give your child. Here's my child, take him. Your child's 8, 9 years old. What's he going to do?
Right, yourself.
Yourself. You step forward, you sacrifice, your children will see. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, he had his children with him. He took them. They were with him. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala has given him the tarbiyah, they had that love for the deen. So when you teach your children practically and a difficult moment comes, they've seen father, they've seen the tarbiyah, they won't become weak, they'll become strong and they'll do those acts which are right and which are just. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are all lovers of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. But also learn what Yazid was doing. What was he doing that's wrong? And then question and ask yourself, is this in my house? Take these out of your house. If this is taking place in your house, take them out. If you're true lovers of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, you got CDs, music in your car, they should be destroyed. If you got alcohol in your house, you should get rid of it. If you got a shop, forget the profit you think you're making.
Allah.
Sacrifice all of it. Destroy it. Give it up. If you love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, close your shop.
Have a trust on Allah.
Have trust in Allah. Those that disobey Allah, those that don't believe in Allah, Allah still giving them risk. And if you are ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are believers, of course you will get risk. People think, no, my shop closed, I'm selling alcohol. And it's so sad to see that every corner that you see alcohol shop Muslims. If you love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and you truly love him, close your shop. Close your shop. Come onto the path. Come onto the path of earning halal. Come onto the path of the righteousness. Come onto the path of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and you'll be with him inshallah in Jannah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. If there are one more thing, Shahid Bhai as well. You know, is people debate a lot about the time management nowadays. If you look the life of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and if you look the pious people, the mind management is more important than the time management. Because if you don't have a mind to do something, Time management will not do anything. Mind management is more important than the time management. You see many debates are happening. Many people, the youngsters, successful life. Oh, is the time management. You doing the time management course is there. But what we learn through the life of these people is about the mindset. If your mind is not managed, your time will never ever manage. So your mind should be managed. These sacrifices, these things, they need the mind management. Time management is the second thing. First, you need to manage your mind. I need to perform my salah in the plane as what you're talking about. Because their mind was set. Then they set their time. Yes, I need to, this time I need to perform my salah. I need to do wuzu. I need to be ready for that. Because their mind was ready on the initial stage. Our mind is not ready for sacrifices. We're not willing to do anything. हम क्या दीन के लिए कोई कुर्बानी देने के लिए तैयार नहीं है याद रखें those who sacrifices for Allah those who die for Allah they live forever and those who fight against Allah they perish forever वो हमेशा के लिए खत्म हो जाते हैं they destroy अब आप गौर करें नमाज का हुक्म है ऐनी आओ कि बंदा डूब रहा हो तख्ता मिल जाए तख्ते का सहारा लेके भी नमाज पढ़नी है उसने ये पता होना चाहिए और हम जो है वो जरा सी बारिश तेज हो जाए तो नमाज चली जाती है हवा तेज चल रही है तो नमाज चली जाती है सर में दर्द हो जाए तो नमाज चली जाती है पाँव में दर्द हो तो नमाज चली जाती है शादी हो तो नमाज चली जाती है पिकनिक में जाना है तो नमाज चली जाती है इज नो माइंड मैनेजमेंट एंड इज ऑल्सो नो सेक्रीफाइसिस इन आवर लाइफ स्टाइल या हमारी लाइफ के अंदर सबसे पहले अपना माइंड बनाए कि मुझे इमाम हुसैन रदी अल्लाह तआला के नक्शे कदम पे चलना आपका माइंड बन गया एवरीथिंग विल बी ईजी फॉर यू तो इंशाल्लाह कोशिश करें सैक्रिफाइसेस बगैर देखे दीन सैक्रिफाइसेस का ही नाम है शायद भाई कुरान में है कि टेस्ट किया जाएगा ऐसे ही है ना कुरान किया है औलाद से भी दौलत माल से भी सारी चीजों से टेस्ट किया जाएगा वनकुम
बिशैइन मिनल खौफ वल जुअ वनक्स मिनल अमवाल वल अनफुस वस्समरात
सारा लिखा हुआ है
वबशिर साबिरीन
हां अल्लाह हू अकबर तो ऐसा नहीं है कि आप बोलोगे मुझे टेस्ट नहीं किया जाएगा ये मेरे साथ ही क्यों हो रहा है आप अभी टेस्टिंग लाइन में आए नहीं है आए इनकी लाइफ स्टाइल पढ़े बुजुर्गाने दीन की तो आपको पता चलेगा कि कैसी कैसी सैक्रिफाइसेस थी जी शायद भाई
शाह साहब एज यू मेंशन मैनेजिंग योर माइंड इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट प्रायोरिटी थिंग इफ यू आर एबल टू मैनेज योर माइंड अकॉर्डिंग टू दीन एवरीथिंग एल्स फॉल्स इन प्लेस एंड इट फॉल्स इजी फॉर यू एज़ वेल इफ योर माइंड इज मैनेज प्रॉपर्ली then you're going to struggle with everything and you've been neglect
Shaibi, just one thing you know if you look our buzurg dada dadi they had a mindset
absolutely.
not time
absolutely
said, mindset for reading tahajjud for last 30 years
absolutely
you don't see much these things to aap time management se zyada jo courses hote mind management ke courses hone chahiye
ji ji so sir if you manage your mind properly then everything falls in place
properly.
And if you can't do that then you're going to struggle with everything else because then you're going to be chasing the worldly aspect and you're not going to achieve anything you're neglecting your hereafter in that aspect. So the other point which I also want to raise is that when we have newborn babies in our house whether it's our children or grandchildren we give them the names of Hussein, we give the name of Umar, Abu Bakr. But yet, how much have we learned about these great personalities? And how much have we, you know, seek knowledge to teach our children about these great personalities? If we want to relocate our residents from one city to another city for the benefit of work or status or whatever, we'll probably struggle for a bit, trying to adjust ourselves to another place that we... going to move to this place, how are we going to cope? And we want to refrain from doing that as well, Shah Sahab. But if we look at the life of Imam Hussein, they didn't bother about anything. They took the entire family, the nearest and the dearest to them, their sons, the daughters of Rasulullah, they go into the sea of enemies, into Karbala. A ground filled with swords, Imam Hussein, here in Shah Sahab, is teaching the whole world a lesson that the message of the Beloved Prophet, can never be wiped out from this world. He wanted to sacrifice the most and dearest and the nearest to him, not only to him, but to Allah Almighty and his beloved grandfather as well. So to the believers, he wanted to show that how can we proceed with sacrifices. Shah Sahab, for us, if we look at reality, we don't have difficulty. When it comes to namaz time, we have comfort of water in our house, hot or cold. we don't have any issues going to the masjid, we got transport, and yet we are not sacrificing our time in this. We are so lazy. We are so laid back. Why? Because we are just leaving out. Do we be late? I've got plenty of time. Time goes and we don't even realize that we think, oh, mistake. Okay, I'll do qaza. This is not the course we should be taking. We should be taking the priority that namaz is an obligation upon us and we need to read the on time. And we, in order to read the on time, we must prepare our wuzu beforehand as well so that we can prepare, do our namaz on time. And when there's dispute between people, we shouldn't give side to a person who's a friend of ours or someone we know well. We should give the side of the truth. And as long as we give side of the truth, that will prevail. With truth, you can never fail in this aspect. Shah Sahib, when the Battle of Karbala started, thousands and thousands of people were fighting on one side and only 72 honorable members of the Hazrat Imam Hussein on the other. These 72 members, they fought with honor and bravery, killing and sending the people of Yazid into Jahannam. One after another was fighting bravely. These honorable people were martyred one after another. Even Ali Asghar, the son of Imam Hussein, he was martyred. When these cold and black-hearted people of Yazid shot an arrow into the dry throat of Ali Asghar radiallahu anhu. Look at this child. What did he do? He wasn't able to pick up a sword. He wasn't able to fight. All Imam Hussein wanted that if he can be given a bit of water.
Allah Akbar.
Just a bit of water. What did his chance do in turn? Allah. Instead of king water, they martyred the 6-month-old child. This is something which is beyond comprehension, Jazab. When we look at these things, when we ponder upon these and read these incidents, Jazab, it really gives us an insight of the difficulty and sacrifices these personalities went. But yet, we are so ungrateful that what we have, we don't appreciate things. We have everything on a plate to us, but yet we're so lazy, we're so distracted by the wealth and the benefits of this world, knowing that we're going to die, knowing that there's many people who were amongst us have left this world, they haven't taken anything with them. We also going to live empty-handed.
Yeah.
But yet we have not prepared for that. Main thing is that we need to prepare for that time.
Mm.
When the angel of death comes to capture our soul, what have we prepared? When we are put into that grave, what have we prepared? What sacrifice have we made that's going to help us in the questioning of the grave? It's never too late. Mm. And if we haven't done anything so far, humble request to the viewers of Madhi Channel as well, don't waste time.
Mm.
Start changing yourself today. Read the lives of these great personalities. Change your life. Read your 5 daily prayers. Respect your parents, respect the elders, and respect the scholars. Then sit with scholars so you can seek knowledge and you can benefit in the hereafter.
Karbala ke jaani saron ko salaam kar, Karbala ke jaani saron ko salaam, Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salaam, Fatima Zahra ke pyaron ko salaam, Karbala teri baharon ko salaam, ja nisari ke nazaron ko salaam, ja nisari ke nazaron ko salaam, jis kisi ne Karbala mein jaan di, jis kisi ne Karbala mein jaan di, un sabhi imandaron ko salaam, un sabhi imandaron ko salaam. سلام کر بلا کے جان نثاروں کو سلام بے بسی میں بھی حیا باقی رہی سب حسینی پر داداروں کو سلام ہو گئے قربان محمد اور عون سیدہ زینب کے پیاروں کو سلام کر بلا کے جان نثاروں کو سلام کربلا میں ظلم کے ٹوٹے پہاڑ جن پہ ان سب دل فگاروں کو سلام تین دن کے بھوکے پیاسے آپ کی یا نبی آنکھوں کے تاروں کو سلام یا نبی آنکھوں کے تاروں کو سلام جو حسینی قافلے میں تھے شریک کہتا ہے عطار ساروں کو سلام کہتا ہے عطار ساروں کو سلام کربلا کے جان ساروں کو سلام
آصف بھائی جن پہ کرم ہوتا ہے نا لک ایٹ دا مائنڈ سیٹ ہاؤ دے میک دی مائنڈ حضرت حر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ
سبحان کہاں سے کہاں
آپ سوچیں کہاں تھے
کہاں گئے
اور سیکریفائسز کی کہ نہیں مجھے سیکریفائس کرنا ہے اور دیکھے کہاں سے کہاں جو ہے آج کیا ان کی محبت سے عقیدت سے ان کا نام لیا جاتا ہے ایسے ہی ہے نا
ایسے ہی ہے
نا وہ سارے ختم ہو گئے برباد ہو گئے دوسرے 22,000 کا لشکر نام و نشان مٹ گیا نہ تشخص باقی رہا نہ کوئی چیزیں باقی رہی اور امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ آج بھی زندہ ہے دلوں کے اندر یہ نعرہ حر کا تھا جس وقت فوج شام سے نکلا کہ دیکھو یوں نکلتے ہیں جہنم سے خدا والے دیکھو یوں نکلتے ہیں جہنم سے خدا والے ہزاروں میں 72 تھن تھے تسلیم و رضا والے حقیقت میں خدا ان کا تھا اور وہ تھے خدا والے پتہ چل جاتا ہے کون خدا والا ہے اور کون کہیں اور کی طرف جا رہا ہے آپ قربانی دیکھیں مدینے والے تھے لیکن کہلاتے کربلا والے یہ بھی ہے نا کیا مطلب سوچیں ان کی عظمتوں پہ جو ہے نا وہ لاکھوں کروڑوں سلام ہے دوائے درد اسیا پنچ تن کے در سے ملتی ہے دوائے درد اسیا پنچ تن کے در سے ملتی ہے زمانے میں یہی مشہور ہے دارالشفا والے یعنی ایسا کمال کی چیزیں ان کے اس سے ہیں اور یہ وہی ہے جیسی سیکریفائسز ویسا ہی مقام اور مرتبہ ملتا ہے بیٹھے بٹھائے کچھ بھی نہیں ملتا بیٹھے بٹھائے جھاڑیاں اگتی ہیں باغ لگانے کے لیے محنت کی جاتی ہے قربانی دی جاتی ہے اور آج یہ قربانی کا ثمر ہمارے سامنے ہے کہ ایک ہی بچے تھے جس ون امام زین العابدین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ چھوٹے شہزادے مطلب وہ بیمار تھے سب چھوٹے جو رہ گئے تھے اور بیمار کی حالت کے اندر جو ہے وہ بچے تھے آج ان ایک سے پوری دنیا میں سید اور سادات
بن گئے
اللہ نے کیسی برکت دی ہے سیکریفائسز کی برکت ہے اگر آپ بھی چاہتے ہیں ٹو گین بلیسنگز اینڈ دی باؤنٹیز آف اللہ عز و جل سٹارٹ گیونگ سیکریفائسز فار ریلیجن صرف پیسے سے سیکریفائز نہیں ہوتا کہ ہم نے مسجد میں چندہ دے دیا ہے اباؤٹ یور ٹائم اباؤٹ یور فیملی کہ آئیے فیملی بھی دین سیکھتی ہے میں بھی دین سیکھتا ہوں میں بھی مسجد میں آتا ہوں ان کو بھی لے کر آتا ہوں گھر میں قرآن پڑھتا ہوں کہاں پہ مدد کرنی ہے دین کو کہاں پہ ضرورت ہے یو نیڈ ٹو میک یور مائنڈ سیٹ ٹوڈے انشاءاللہ آج ہی کل سے نہیں آج سے ہی نیت کرنی ہے کہ انشاءاللہ اب ہم نمازی بنیں گے انشاءاللہ امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے نقش قدم پہ چلیں گے انشاءاللہ سنہ آف دی ڈے چلائیے گا جی سنہ آف دی ڈے آف جمعہ چلیں جی جمعہ مبارک کے دن جو سنت ہے ان کے بارے میں کوئی چیز انشاءاللہ افتخار بھائی ہے.
الحمدللہ عز و جل, especially the day of Jummah, we are very blessed. It's the day of Eid for the believers. And this day, effort should be made in preparation to offer Salatul Jummah. And one of the things that we can do is making sure that when we are cutting our nails on this blessed day, that we cut it according to Sunnah. It's mentioned that you are protected for 7 days. But not just on the day of Jummah, if you not just for the 7, but 3 plus. So 3 extra days as well. You're going to trim your nails. Do it on the day of Jummah, you receive protection, inshallah, azawajal. And also, if you do it according to the Sunnah, you get in the reward of cutting them according to Sunnah as well. And I'd also like to mention is that on the day of Jummah, try to do the ghusl that you do. With that ghusl, you go to offer your Salatul Jummah. Every step, your sins are forgiven, you're getting reward, your status is elevated. Try to get into the first saf. Try to get there to the masjid early. Why? Going to the masjid early, the person that enters first is like his gave a camel a sadaqah in the way of Allah. So this day is the day of Eid. Prepare for it. And like you mentioned, you have to have the mindset. If you got the mindset, you're going to put a lot of effort into this and maximize your reward.
MashaAllah.
Shah, blessed day of Jummah, as if the Lord mentioned, day of Eid. If we look at ourselves, when we go to Jummah, we should go in clean clothes and present. We're going to the house of Allah Almighty. So we should present ourselves clean, and anything we do, giving sadaqah and everything on the blessed day of Jummah, multiply by 70 times. So we should try to give as much as possible on this blessed day of Jummah, because our reward is multiplied. Normally, when you give £1 or something, you're going to get a reward for £1. But on the blessed day of Jummah, you give one, your reward is for 70. So try to give as much as you can. Try to do as much good deeds as you can on the blessed day of Jummah, because the rewards are multiplied by 70.
Subhanallah.
Yes. Yes, Shaji. Jumatul Mubarak ke baare mein, chunke Sayyidul Ayyam hai, mashallah, tamam dino ka sardar hai. To namaz e Jummah ke liye awwal waqt mein jana, miswak karna, acche safed kapde pehenna, tel khushbu lagana, pehli saf mein baithna, ye sab mustahab amal hain. اور غسل یہ کرنا سنت ہے. تو غسل کریں, یہ جو مینشن کیا گیا کہ اول وقت میں جائیں, مسواک کریں, سفید اچھے کپڑے پہنیں, خوشبو لگائیں, ان چیزوں کا اگر اہتمام کیا جائے گا انشاءاللہ.
ماشاء اللہ. پروٹیکشن فرام ٹرمائٹس, وظیفہ آف دا ڈے, وہ چلائیے. یہ بھی کافی پرابلم ہے, تو چلے انشاءاللہ. آئیے, اے بیوٹیفل وظیفہ, ریسائٹ لا الہ الا اللہ اونلی 41 ٹائمز اینڈ دین بلو آن اسٹورڈ آئٹم اینڈ بک etc. inshallah azawajal, these things will remain safe from termites and other insects inshallah. Hota hai deemak jo lag jati hai, to inshallah hota hai gharon mein, kitabon pe, is pe, so it will save inshallah azawajal. So it's only 41 times la ilaha illallah, aur dam kar de inshallah to aasani ho jayegi. Last message, iftikhar bhai, what would you like to say inshallah?
Imam Hussain radhiyallahu ta'ala an himself, he said, O people, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever sees an oppressive ruler who makes haram into halal, breaks the covenant of Allah Almighty, opposes the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and spreads sin and mischief amongst the servants of Allah, if a person sees such a ruler and as per their capability does not invite them towards goodness through their speech or action, that person shall be with the ruler. So in front of our eyes, we see many things. We see many people doing wrong, but what are we doing? Do we try to stop it? Do we try to invite them? Or do we say it's none of our business? It's somebody else's problem. Whatever we see to our capability, our duty is to try to stop them with hikmah, with wisdom, invite them through our speech, through our good conduct, invite them. If you can stop it physically, stop it physically. But we shouldn't be thinking that it's nothing to do with us. We have to continue this mission of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an and make sure that wherever there's cruelty, oppression, there's wrongdoing, our job as lovers of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an is try to stop that.
SubhanAllah. Shahid bhai.
Just one point, Shah Sahib. When you look at the life of sacrifice of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, we should also devote our time to deen. We should learn the religion of Islam, teach to our family members, become good Muslims. And inshallah, Jal, Imam Hussain will be happy with us, and so will his blessed Shabbat. Noble grandfather as well.
Ameen, ameen, Allah.
Mr. Shah Ji, deen, qurbani mangda, te saade andar qurbani da jazba bhi hona chahiye da. Buzurgani te farmande ki agar deen da naam Islam na honda, te shayad qurbani honda. Te Imam Hussain radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu ne jis maqsad waste qurbani ditti si, us maqsad ne yaad kita jata, te unhe pura karan di koshish kiti jata.
MashaAllah. I would like to say in the end is like, as I gave the example, if you look the life of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, throughout his life, blessed life, sacrifices, sacrifices. When he was little, mere aqa alayhi salatu salam ka zahiri visal hua. Kitna bada sadma tha. Phir walida majda dunya se gayi. Kitna bada sadma. Lekin sabr kar rahe hain. Phir walid sahab, phir bhai ka, phir Madina chhodne ka, phir inke samne talwaron, nezon pe, bhatije, bhanje, bhai, dost, rishtedar, inke samne ek ek chala gaya. Sacrifices. اور پھر خود بھی سیکریفائس ہو گئے ایک بچے اور ان کے ذریعے آج پوری دنیا میں اگر آپ دیکھیں ان کے فیملی ممبرز ہیں اور دوسری طرف جنہوں نے ظلم کیا تھا وہ ہمیشہ کے لیے ختم ہو گئے اے ابن سعد رہ کی حکومت تو کیا ملی ظلم و جفا کی جلد ہی تجھ کو سزا ملی اے شمر نابکار شہیدوں کے خون کی کیسی سزا تجھے ابھی اے نا سزا ملی اے تشنگان خون جوانان اہل بیت دیکھا کہ تم کو ظلم کی کیسی سزا ملی رسوائے خلق ہو گئے برباد ہو گئے مردود تم کو ذلت ہر دو سرا ملی تم نے اجاڑا حضرت زہرا کا بوستہ تم خود اجڑ گئے تمہیں یہ بد دعا ملی دنیا پرست و دین سے منہ موڑ کر تمہیں دنیا ملی نہ عیش و طرب کی ہوا ملی آخر دکھایا رنگ شہیدوں کے خون نے سر کٹ گئے امانہ تمہیں ایک ذرا ملی پائی ہے کیا نعیم انہوں نے ابھی سزا دیکھیں گے وہ جہیم میں جس دم سزا ملی ابھی تو کچھ نہیں ابھی تو دنیا میں بھی کہتے ہیں نا کتے کی طرح یہ مارے گئے ہیں اور ان کا برا انجام ہوا ہے اور ابھی یہ جہنم کی آگ میں جو جلیں گے اس کی وجہ کیا ہے کہ جو دین کے لیے جو دین کا دشمن بنا ہو جو دین کے کام کر رہے ہو جو دین کے لیے سیکریفائسز کرنا جانتے ہو ان پر اگر ظلم کریں ان کے دشمن بنے جو اللہ کے دین کی خدمت کر رہے ہیں خاص طور پہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے فیملی ان کے ممبر اور جس طرح امام حسین کا جو مشن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا وہ وہی مشن جو آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا جو صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان کا پھر ان کے ان لوگوں کے جو ان کے خلاف ہوتے ہیں ان کے انجام اچھے نہیں ہوتے پھر دنیا بھی ان کی برباد ہوتی ہے اور آخرت بھی ان کی برباد ہوتی ہے سو وی ہیو ٹو اٹیچ ود دوز پیپل ہو ہیو اے رائٹ مائنڈ سیٹ دوز ہو آر سیکریفائسنگ فار دا دین آف اسلام وی نیڈ ٹو اٹیچ ود دیز پیپل تاکہ انشاءاللہ ان کی نسبت سے اپنا بھی بیڑا پار ہو جائے کیونکہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا نا کہ میں حسین سے محبت کرتا ہوں تم بھی حسین سے محبت جو حسین سے محبت کرے گا ایک اور حدیث پاک میں وہ جنت میں جائے گا تو اللہ ہم سب کو امام حسین کی سچی محبت عطا فرمائے کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah The path of knowledge